Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. Precious metal prices eased back Thursday on mixed bargain hunting and profit taking. U.S. stocks backed off from their lofty highs as investors digested better than expected employment data. And now in the news, gold and silver prices are going to go higher and end the year above $2,000 an ounce, and investors should not worry or quibble over some short-term profit-taking and consolidation, says Adrian Day at Kitco. When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and that's the way it is with the Fed. The markets are now addicted to monetary stimulus, and more will be needed to continue to support the equity markets. The Fed is out of control, he says. Jerome Powell himself has said there are no limits, no red lines. The Federal Reserve's recent changes to monetary policy framework are ill-advised and potentially harmful, reports Project Syndicate. According to the Fed's press release, they now seek to achieve inflation that averages 2% over time. But past inflation is a bygone issue and should be irrelevant in formulating policy. The Fed should scrap its new approach and instead make full use of the policy instruments it has at its disposal. Well, it's official. A few weeks after the S&P hit an all-time price high, erasing all the losses from the COVID crisis, this week the S&P 500's forward price-to-earnings multiple hit a new all-time high, surpassing the dot-com peak, reports Zero Hedge. This means that either the S&P will reverse, and soon, or we will see a cascade of price target revisions higher, similar to what we have observed with Apple and Tesla amid a panic scramble to upgrade the runaway stocks. And lastly, the pandemic lockdown has killed the work commute, and the number of miles people travel per day has collapsed. Commuters have saved themselves billions of dollars, reports CNN Business. Workers who once commuted by car now work from home have a total savings of $758 million per day, as well as an average of 54.2 minutes commuting daily. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.